The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 164 through 173, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1966 in New York.
Bhakti Bhagavane Anubhav Purna Rup Aki Vigrahe Tar Ananta Saru. An expansion of Krishna that is being described by Lord Chaitanya. They are described in different Vedic literatures, and we are getting the information in one place from Lord Chaitanya. That is the advantage to be in the disciplic succession, to find out different information from different scriptures. It is very difficult. But if we become in the line of disciplic succession, all the experience is at once achieved. If you want to fight in the law court, and if you want to find out all the law sections from the law book, it is very difficult for you. Better to go to a lawyer who knows the law section and take help, and it is all right. Similarly, there are different kinds of description of the Supreme Law. The experienced spiritual master gives us the information in one place. So, about the expansion of Lord Krishna in Brahma Sanghita, Isopanishad, there are various Vedic literatures, they are all taken together, calculated, and presented by Lord Chaitanya. He says, Swayam Rup, Tadikatma Rup, Avesh Nam, Prathavi, Teen Rupe, Rahan Bhagavan. Svayamrupa, the Supreme Personality Godhead Himself, is called Svayamrupa, His personal feature. Then, Tadikatma. So, Tadikatma Rup means not exactly the same person, but almost the same. Tadikatma. And Avesh. Avesh means that empowered. There is always difference between the individual soul and the Supreme Absolute Soul. When the individual soul is specially empowered by the Supreme Soul, that is called Avesh. He can act almost like God. We accept, according to this Avesh avatar incarnation, authorized incarnation, we accept, my Guru Maharaj accepted, Lord Jesus Christ and Hazrat Muhammad, this Avesh incarnation, almost the same part. Svayam Rup Tadikatma Avesh Nam Prathavi Teen Rupe and Bhagavan. Now, in the first instance, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, and Tadikatma, His next expansion with the same features, and Avesh, a powerful incarnation, a living entity. Svayam Rup, Svayam Prakash, Dui Rupe Spurti, Svayam Rupe Ak Krishna Braje Gop Murti. Svayam Rup, the Supreme Personal Feature, and Svayam Prakash, He is immediate expansion. He is called Svayam Prakash. So in his Svayam Rup, in his personal feature, he always remains at Vrindavan. And he is just like a cowherd boy. That is his real feature, Krishna. The Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that is not the real feature of Krishna. Just like a person, high court judge, where he'll find his real feature. His real feature he'll find at his home, not on the bench. In the bench, even his father comes, the high court judge's father, he will have to address the judge, my lord. That is the court. The same person at home and same person in the court is different, although the same person. Similarly, the real personality of Godhead, Krishna, he never goes out of Vrindavan. He remains always a cowherd boy. That's all. Chintamani prakara sadma su kalpa vriksa lakshabritesu suravi ravipalantam. Suravi means transcendental cows. He is engaged in that pastime. The Swami Rupi at Vrishna Braja Gopamurti. Gopamurti means cowherd boy. Prabha Vaibhav Rupi Divide Prakashe Ag Bapu Bahurup Jaiche Haila Rashe. Then, Prakash, expansion. From expansion, there are two kinds of division, Prabhav and Vaibhav. So, prabhav, what is the prabhav expansion? It is given, agbopu bahurupe jai chayla. Prabhav expansion means the same feature, the same body, but it is distributed in innumerable places. That is called prabhav expansion. The example is, agbopu bahurupe jai chayla rase. In the rasa dance, Krishna performed the rasa dance. Not exactly the ball dance, but it is an imitation of the rasa dance. Because you cannot have any idea of anything without its being originally in Krishna. Janmadasyajata. That is the version of Vedanta Sutra. Any idea, whatever you... That, but they are simply perverted reflection. That's all. You cannot get anything, any idea, without its being situated in Krishna. The rasa dance, that is described in the 32nd chapter of the 10th canto in Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam, 5 chapters. From 29th chapter to 34th chapter, Krishna's rasa dance is described there. The rasa dance, the short history of rasa dance is that Krishna was 16 years old and the girls of the village, Vrindavan, and the boys, they are all friends. Naturally, in India, the girls were early married, some at the age of 12 years, some at the age of 13 years, some at the age of 10 years. The boys remained. So, the girls who are friends of Krishna, they always prayed to different demigods, Lord Shiva, that Krishna may be our husband. So that desire was there, but it was not possible to get Krishna to become everyone because he was only a boy. But they maintained that idea, although they were married. And some of them were mothers, some of them were unmarried. So Krishna, to fulfill their desire, he blew on his flute on a nice moonlight night. And all the gopis, all those girls, they came. And Krishna advised them, oh, you are now married you have come and dead of night to me, it is not good. In this way, he advised so many things. That's very moral instruction. But the gopis denied to go back, and they arranged the dancing. That is called rasa dance. In the rasa dance, there are hundreds of gopis, but Krishna expanded himself to dance with each of one of them. That is called vaibhav vilas. He expanded. Rābhav vaibhav rupe divida prakāshi ag bahu bahu rup jai chahila rāse. The same Krishna, he expanded himself in many Krishnas. That is expansion, vaibhav expansion. Another expansion is Mahishi vibahe jai che haila bahu murti prabhav vilase ehi shastra parushiddhi. The one expansion is vaibhav at Vrindavan, and another expansion was made by Krishna at Dwarka when he was grown up and he was obliged to marry 16,000 wives. 16,000 wives. He had actually, because the Kshatriyas, the administrator, the royal family, royal class, they are allowed to marry more than one wife, not other class. Because they are rich, they are royal, kingly order, they have sufficient means, they could maintain many wives with the same comforts, so they were allowed. Not others, not the poor Brahmins or others, no. So Krishna's father had 16 wives, and one of the wives' name was Devaki, and Krishna happened to be her son, Devaki. Otherwise Krishna's father Vasudeva had 16 wives. He was also king. So Krishna similarly had 3 or 4 wives, 8 wives, yes. But he got information, prayer application from 16,000 girls who were kidnapped by a demon, Narakasura. And they sent application to Krishna, please save us. So Krishna is always responsive to his devotees. He went to save the girls, he killed that Narakasura, and rescued those all 16,000 girls. Now those 16,000 girls prayed to Krishna that we are kidnapped. They are all king's daughters. They are also all princesses. But because we are kidnapped, so nobody will marry us. That is the system. Once the girls go out of the home, it is very difficult for her to be married in the society. Still, that system is going on in India. Unmarried girls, young girls, they cannot go out unless she is married. If she goes out and if she passes some night with other boys, then no more place in the society. So those girls pray to Krishna that because we are kidnapped by this Narakasura from our father's custody, now nobody will marry. So you become our husband, otherwise there is no other way. So they appealed, they cried, and Krishna accepted, yes, I will accept you, all my wives. Therefore he brought the 16,000 girls, but what kind of husband? He is God. Not an ordinary husband. So he constructed 16,000 palaces for all the wives, and equally all men decorated houses. They are described that the houses did not require any external light. It was all bedecked with jewels. And in 16,000 forms he used to live with each wife. That is God, you see. So, Somebody may say, somebody question that, how is that 16,000? He was very lusty, somebody said, poor fund of knowledge. Or it is simply story. No, it is, Krishna is neither lusty nor it is story. He is supreme, full in himself. He did not require even one wife. Because we require the association of wife of God because we feel the need. If God is in need, then he is not God. He must be full. But just because his devotees wanted him, her husband, therefore he played the perfect, the part of a perfect husband. That is the position. Nobody, no husband can expand himself in many ways. Suppose one has got many girlfriends, or he can go to one girlfriend, not to many. This is. The another point is that Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtat. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. So, if the girls prayed God that you become our husband, so if God comes out of the heart and becomes her husband, what is the difficulty for God? So not 16,000, if he would marry 16 millions of wives, still it was insufficient. Because he is everywhere. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishtati. So this is called vaibhav vilas, inconceivable. Lord Chaitanya is presenting the real, factual features of Krishna. What is Krishna? So, Mahishi vivave haila bahu vidha murti prabhav vilas hai shastra parasa. Now, the yogis, some of the yogis, not all the yogis, those who are highly qualified and advanced yogis always remain in. There is his name of Sauvajja Muni, Rishi, and he was in meditation, in trance, within the water. Because in trance there is no breathing, so there is no difficulty to remain even in water. Because breathing causes difficulty within water, within ghost. So he was in trance and he was a great yogi. He was meditating within water. But he, somewhere or other, he was agitated by sex desire, by seeing the fish having sex intercourse. Just see. The sex power is so strong that even such a yogi who could meditate within the water, he was also agitated by sex desire. So he came out of the water and went to the king and asked him that you give me your daughter as my wife. Oh, he was a great rishi, and he was, because he was in the water, so his feature was very ugly. So the king became perplexed. Oh, how my daughter will select such a nasty body as my son-in-law. So he was yogi, he could understand. Well, all right, he became very nice. Because yogis, they can do anything. Very nice bodily feature. Then the king tried to avoid him, and the king told him, well, sir, my determination is I have got 8 daughters. So, I can offer my daughters to one who can become 8 at least. He wanted to see how much he was yogi. And he bifurcated himself, advanced into 8 forms. So here it is stated, Sauvajjadi prayasei kaibuha nahe, kaibuha haile narader vishrayana. Because that sort, that that oneness, just like in photograph. In photograph, you can expand yourself in millions, but that is not actually expansion. So similarly, the yogi Sauhar Jodishi, he expanded into eight, but that was not actually an expansion. That was merely a show, just like photograph. But Krishna's expansion, here it is compared, he actually expanded in different houses, in different features, and differently dealing, that is mentioned in the Bhagavad. So he is giving evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam, as it was experienced by Narada. Narada doubted that how Krishna is married with 16,000 wives and how he is dealing with them. So when he came, in whichever house he entered, palace, he saw Krishna was there. Somewhere he was taking bath, somewhere he was playing with the children, somewhere. Just like if you go in different houses, the householder, you will find differently engaged. So he went each of those 16,000 palaces, saw Krishna differently engaged. Then he was surprised and he recited this slok. Chitraṁ vatetat ekena babusa jugapat pritha griheshu dāṣṭa sahasraṁ sriya eka udāvat. Dāṣṭa sahasraṁ. Dā means double, anāṣṭa means eight, and sahasra means thousand. That means double 8,000 or 16,000. Dāṣṭa sahasraṁ sriya eka udāvat. And Krishna won, he married, and he was expanded in 16,000 forms and features. Sei bapu sei akriti prithag jadi bhase bhavabhes bhedanam vaibhav prakashe. Now the feature, the body is the same, but in different house with different devotees, an exchange of feelings is different, that is called vaibhav prakash. So it is a very complicated idea. So which of them is vaibhav, which of them is prabhav, which of them is vilas, which of them is tadigatma, avesh. There are different divisions of Krishna's expansion, but we can note down, if we like, from original Krishna, how many, I will say, expansions. It is a benevolent expansion Krishna has got. But some of them were shown when he was present before us, just to prove that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Because in future, so many fools will imitate to become Krishna as the incarnation of God or God. But Krishna has in his life so many uncommon features, nobody can show that. Just like Govardhan, you have seen that picture. As a 7 years old, he lifted the hill. And when he was young, he married 16,000 wives and 16,000 features. So, and when he was in particular Kurukshetra, he showed the universal form. Before claiming oneself as I am God, they should be prepared to show these uncommon features. Otherwise, no sane man will accept any fool as God. Ananta prakashi krishna nahi murti bhed akar varna astra bhed nama bhed. Then he says, there are unlimited expansions of Krishna in the spiritual world. And nahi murti bhed. Just like his expansions in the spiritual world, he is originally two-handed. But in the spiritual planets, there are innumerable spiritual planets, and he is situated in each of them in four hands. Now, this four hand, each hand, there are four symbols, corn cell and wheel and club and a lotus flower. Now, these four symbols are differently manifested. Just like four hands, from beginning from right, this is lotus flower, club, and then corn cell, then wheel, and some of them here begins wheel, here begins club, here in this way, the four has about 16 divisions, and they are represented in, not 16, 24 change of the place of the symbols, and according to the change of symbols, you will find different names in the cover of the book. Srimad Bhagavatam we have seen, these symbols are there, and there are different names. Some of them named Rishikesh, some of them says Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev, Sankrishna, Padmana, in this way. There are different names according to the different change of the symbolic representation. अन्ये च संस्कृतात्मानो विधिना भी कितेनते यजन्ति तन्मयस्तांग वही बहुमूर्ति का मूर्ति काम तो there are different kinds of devotees also. Some devotee worships the Narayan feature, some devotee worships Krishna feature, some devotee worships Rama feature, some devotees Padmanabha feature, Nishingade. There are innumerable devotees and innumerable forms also of Krishna, but not these ordinary demigods. No. When Krishna says, Jijathamang prabhadante tan sathiva bhajamma, any devotee who wants to worship me in my different features, I offer thing in that feature. Just like Hanuman, he was a devotee of Ram. So there is one verse by Hanuman that I know Ram and Nrisimha and Narayan, Krishna is the same, but still I want to worship Ram. Just like we ourselves, we know Lord Ram and Lord Krishna the same, but we want to worship Krishna. So different devotees have different inclination to offer his service to different features of God, and therefore he has got innumerable features and representation. They are differently named. Thank you very much.